No ID here. Buckle up, because we're about to explore more into the human being playbook. Ready? Let's roll. See this comfort zone? It's like a plush Uber ride. Feels safe, right? But here's the twist. It's a trap. The devil whispers, stay here. Indulge. But it's not just comfort you're indulging. It's ignorance veiled as ease. This is why our people laugh with three other people for insulting one person who used to be their friend. Spreading hatred all because of a broken vision for self-worth. People who raise their voice or hand against another person in hate, anger, just to prove a point that won't matter to themselves, at least after 10 times of saying it out loud. Those who use money to make their world go around and realize at death's door that it could not get them around far enough to escape the human experience of death, and provide the ones who mourn with their presence instead of inheritance, those who wait for others to succeed their death in order to gain monetary benefit for themselves. Could it be that we do not see that we have become humans who do evil with joy? Are you perhaps saying, no, I'm not just nobody. I mean, who would do that? And plus, it's not like you are all innocent. You used to be amongst us doing the same things we do. Yes, my human being might have been doing that at some point in time of my life, but I have transformed him from his adaptation to the world to his adoption to the purpose of serving God. That should be clear enough to understand my position now. Where were we?
Right, hunting for money, standing on business, getting to the bag. Are you not boastful? Everything you have as a need is actually a necessity for your human body that has a stomach that starves for food found on earth. Shelter for the sacred necessity of a space for prayer and worship, a body that requires clothing because you need to cover the pride of sin but shame in nudity, a family and a community of brothers and sisters for the stability of a social, emotional, productive and communicative well-being provided by God. Yet you boast, eat toasts, enjoy Saturday evening chills in roasts. Like goats having a party alongside the beach coast, thinking everyone who is at the beach will join in? Where's the gratitude? Why is there such a deep deviating line between the Almighty Creator and His caretakers of the creation of His Majesty?
As for your spirit being, which is His image, it should transform the human body that is already sufficient of provision into vessels of His glory and guide the body to a path of righteousness. Look at businesses selling us a pricey deal. Buy now, pay later. But what's the cost? Do you ever think what you're actually paying with is not your money, but instead the increase of your lack of what has been provided to you by God already? No? Is it because then it's just that it's necessary that you have the product and money to get it? Yeah, I get that. But is it always necessary to buy what our eyes see fit? Is it necessary for us to value money so much that we distress our mental seeking monetary complacency and poison our minds with the habitual feeling of boredom and inconsistency when seeking God? Well, that's risky. Wonder why we still pray for money if we need what to get what we want, but it doesn't give us what we need, which is found in Jesus Christ. So we swipe our souls for the exchange of fleeting pleasure. The devil grins. I mean, people buying pleasure and buying into the comfort of ignoring the need for God's mercy has him head over heels for these pricey but seemingly discounted deals.
Trust me, that one was not about stores.
Ignorance is the veil. We comfy but clueless. The world spins and we dance to its tune. So don't mistake the earth for the world. The world has the culture of living in the Uber, steered by evil forces who take what humans call a comfort zone, make it a comfy home. But it's actually Uber comfort to conform to the lack of knowledge and veil of ignorance that puts people in the comfort while sinning. But wait, there's a way out. To them it seems like a risk, but jumping out the Uber of the world's pleasures is their start of understanding righteousness. I mean, less comfort, no music, but find that you are now able to sing songs of praises to God who sets you free through life in Christ. And who isn't joyous when praising the good that has been done for their behalf? Yes, seeking eternal salvation isn't a cozy ride. It's a leap from the car to the street. Pavement's hard, but victory's sweet. Trust me, it's a strive for life that is worth numbing the body's desires and habits for. And it's worth it. For the God I serve has already provided the cost of following Jesus Christ. See Luke 9 verse 57 to 62. For with the cost comes the suffering that those who seek His grace and mercy shall be faced with. But He has also showed us how they should prepare the body for His plan coming through the Holy Spirit amongst us for that purpose. God's Word, it's the GPS. In these perilous times, it's our compass. Without it, we're lost. But with it, we are given the hope to stand firm in our faith in the everlasting Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom others may call another historical figure, but whom we distinguish from them by believing in that which we know is unseen, but is true. Therefore, we call to glory of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He indeed is the way, the life, the truth. The way to life of truth after all. As much as all of this is His glorious creation, the world is separated from the earth. Therefore, the world's ways have corrupted the earth with its adjustments for convenience, more comfort. And they want the creatures of creation to fall faint, conforming to the spatial arrangement of defiance against God. Sin along with a clear conscience while sinning. What? You cannot get that done. So suffer the convenience and submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. See James 4. For those who find their life shall lose it. But those who lose their life finding him, you're seeking him, I'll find it. So listen, well and clear trenders and trend followers. Here's my call to you. Detach. Jump out. Face first. Even though your body suffers the sacrifice of its comfortability and its beauty, but salvation's the risk that saves your spirit. With God, we are given fulfillment and victory awaits. So transform from the inside out. Let His Spirit be your guide. In these perilous times, let His love be your song of hope. Let's go. For this is the only video that I will be sending out regarding this bout. Even though all is a bore, you have been warned. You have been called to salvation. But remember, it's not about the comfy ride. That is for the ones who plan to stay in the Uber of the world till the vehicle is suffered to the scrapyard after serving its sent purpose. It's about the eternal journey, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Hear this message. Share the light. No ID. Signing off.